Blog Talk Radio.
She was magnificent. They don't have to say to white people, I'm better than you. They just do their thing. And white folks have to readjust their thing. Because they thought that they could master all these instruments nobody else could. But the Chinese are mastering it. The Japanese are mastering it. All these things are breaking up the mind of white supremacy. Black man, you don't have to bash white people.
Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the
flag. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power to my people. This is your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in battle. This is Sean Saddam Kweli. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. This is your comrade, your informational infantry guerrilla, a.k.a. threat level red, considered armed and dangerous, the revolutionary black militant warlord, your brother Sean Kwali, broadcasting live from here in the hills and smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an esteemed honor, a pleasure to be able to talk to my sisters, my brothers, and of course some others from this platform that we call Black Power Radio. This is the most revolutionary broadcast you're going to hear all week, all year, all the time. When you come here to Black Power Radio, we don't come to play around. We don't come to mess around. We don't come to tiptoe through the tulips. We come to tell you what time it is for the black man, and that it's time for the black man's rise and the white man and white woman's demise. Time for the rise of the black man and black woman. And it's the demise of the white man and the white woman by divine natural ordinance. Let me open up giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, the God of Africa, the black God, not that pale-faced, blue-eyed, Caucasian beast on the wall that you name Jesus, that you call Jesus, not that fake Jesus, not Michelangelo's cousin. I'm talking about the black God, talking about the God that manifested by the names of Amun-Ra, by the names of Akhenaten, by the names of Yemenya, by the names of Obachala, by the names of Oshun and Ogun, Asa and Aset, by the names of Yahweh, by the names of Allah, by that one sound that some of the brothers and sisters in the southern part of Africa make when they just click their tongue or stick one finger up in the air. I'm talking about that black God, the original God of the world and the universe, the Lord of the worlds, and that sustainer and that giver of life that has allowed us to be here tonight and allowed us to be, for the most part, in our right sound mind and in our right sound hearts, the God that birthed many men and women called the original man or aboriginal woman, black men and women, the first men and women on the planet, before there was ever any brown man, before there was ever any yellow man, before there was ever any red man, and of course, oh yes, before there was ever a white man or woman, there was the black man and black woman that ruled all over the total scope of the planet Earth, 196,940,000 square miles, the black man and black woman ruled. We had our own governments, had our own universities, had our own theologies, had our own medical facilities. We knew the mathematics of aerodynamics and physics. We were the mothers and fathers of arts and science. We knew how to bury our dead. We knew how to clothe our bodies. And for the white folks listening, we knew how to use fire. We are the original people. And we are the people who have fallen low after being tricked through a system of tricks and lies that we accepted amongst ourselves after the white man and white woman was pulled or grafted or detached from the lower essence of the black man and black woman, taken from our lower negative self and manifested and given shape and form. And now you have walking around a Caucasian white man and a Caucasian white woman. That means weak bone and stale face, blue-eyed or brown-eyed, sometimes green-eyed. All the eye colors that represent, in many cases, the coldest of climates. Because that weak, genetically recessive gene was manifested in the white man and white woman, and it made them weak and wicked by nature. And so we know that they are the most wicked people on the planet. I'm talking about Susie. I'm talking about Heather. I'm talking about Bill. I'm talking about Doug. I'm talking about your damn boss on your job. Weak and wicked by nature. The most weak and wicked people on the planet. How do you think black people got in this condition? We ruled in the beginning, and now we have turned on ourselves because we have accepted the lies of a blue-eyed, grafted enemy that has made us to fight one another and to rob and to kill one another and to fight for the scraps off the white man and woman's table when we should be building a table of our own. Welcome to Black Power Radio. As we talk about tonight, the most important topics concerning the black nation and concerning the rise of our people, as it was Hoover who looked to stop the rise of a black messiah, we look to organize black messiahs. Once I put that S on the end of it, messiahs all throughout the planet, all across the world, but starting right here in North America, so that if you take down one man, or if you take down another woman, comrades, soldiers, warriors, with the mind and inspiration and heart to lift up our people, then another brother and another sister just fills in the gap and stands in the gap, and that black movement continues. We're talking about tonight Zimmerman, crackers, and war on the horizon. Zimmerman, crackers, and war on the horizon. This is not a broadcast for the weak at heart. This is not a broadcast for those preachers who want to be mealy mouth and who want to scratch where they don't itch and laugh when ain't nothing funny and tiptoe and buck dance and dance a jig for the white man. This ain't for you. This is not the kind of broadcast we'll be talking about. We're brought by PBS, and we're talking about, we're sponsored by Colgate, and we're sponsored by Bud Light and Budweiser. Hell no. This is the broadcast where we will plug you in to black theology, black liberation, black power, black inspiration, and that black teaching to lift you up out the grave. and get you up out of the grip of the white man's educational system, the white man's political system, the white man's, all the white man's stuff, whatever it is, all their stuff. You got to get your stuff back. This is that broadcast to get you together and to get us together. Let me give my thanks to the ancestors, those who took lives, those who gave lives, those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Talking about those like Paul Robeson, those like the Honorable Marcus Garvey, those like Ida B. Wells, those like Yah Santiwa, those like Paul Cuffey, huh? Those like W.E.B. Du Bois. Talking about those like Sister Sojourner Truth, those like Queen Mother Moore. Talking about those who have come and been lights and bearers of light for us in the most darkest times of our lives. Anytime a people are robbed of name, language, culture, religion, folkways, forays, norms, and the power of their own being, they are in the most darkest times possible. A time that is called a savage time, called Jahiliyyah in some languages. They are deprived of everything that makes them whole and makes them righteous and makes them stand on the square. Our people are in a savage condition. And so it takes us to know ourselves and us to be ourselves in order for us to reclaim what it is that we are and who it is that we are. So we thank our ancestors for giving us light, life, and of course, giving us power to do what we do. For we stand on the shoulders of greatness, and we stand on the shoulders of great men and women who did not let us down and who did not punk out when it got hot, and they did not sell out when others were selling out. They held the line. And so I thank all of them. I thank the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank the Noble Prophet Drew Ali. I thank the Black Panthers of the 1960s and the 1970s. I thank the Black Liberation Army. I thank the Deacons for Defense. I thank them all. All of them who organized. I thank SNCC. I thank the Honorable Kwame Ture. I thank those who pushed forward and made it possible for us to run to the goal line and run to the finish line as we're wrapping up the end of the white man's civilization and their way of ruling, which is contrary to the original nature of our people, which is righteousness. I thank those who have fought, bled, died, and went to jail even. Those who are in the cemeteries and can never get up again for making sacrifices for the Black liberation struggle. We give thanks for all of them because they made it possible for us to be here tonight. And in specific, I'm talking about the new Black Panther Party. That new Black Panther Party that when the Panthers of the 60s and the 70s were jailed and were assassinated and were taken off the scene by 1982 from 10,000 members, there was only about 27 members or so above ground. Only about 27 members out of a 10,000 man and woman movement. And they were militarily defeated. And so there had to come another regiment of the Panther, another formation of the Panther, even though I have to explain that it did not start in Oakland, California, that there were about 4 to 5 other formations in total, but giving them their props and their credit, in 1989, this organization began. And this organization had to pick up the ball after their destruction, after assassinations, after setups, after frame-ups, after attempts, after decimation. This organization did not have a blueprint. This organization had to start from scratch, coming behind the crack epidemic, coming behind the drug wars, coming behind the total destruction of our former leaders and teachers. The new Black Panther Party had to fill in the gap and step up and step out and begin from square one to rebuild the black community, black consciousness, revolutionary theory on the shores of North America against every odd and against every foe and against every machination. That's how we began. And so we were blessed to fall into the hands and fall into the leadership of a powerful black man, a man who was born from his mother's womb. He said to give the devil hell from the cradle to the grave, to give him hell and to organize the people to be a black liberation army, to liberate ourselves on the principles of black nationalism. He was a man who commanded militaries, a brother who moved through the jungles and moved through the vines of Africa under Idi Amin, that general, that great general, we say, Ashe to him. That great general, Idi Amin, moved along with him, helped to build, coming back here, the Nation of Islam, the fruit of Islam, the disciplined, bold black men that you see, the fruit of Islam, he helped to shape that and build that. He's the black man that when there was no fruit of Islam, no military wing of the Nation of Islam, he was packing 2 pistols to secure the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's the black man who this organization fell into the hands of. And he spread this mission to every nook and cranny in just a 3 to 4 year span of his chairmanship. A 3 to 4 year span of his chairmanship, he spread this organization and made it a national organization and gave it some structure and gave it some form and gave it some discipline. Talking about the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Then when we lost him in 2001, unfortunately, lost him in 2001. Some say to natural circumstances, others say unnatural. I know that he said that if he slipped on a bar of soap in the shower, the white man did it. So we got to take him at his word. So we lost him in 2001. But our brother was prepared. There was a black man he was working with since the late 80s, training with like an understudy, like a lieutenant, shaping him and molding him and putting him in the fire and testing him day and night, night and day, every day, putting him on different assignments, testing his weight, testing his worth. He was a black man who already had an activist spirit, but he was an intellectual and is an intellectual black man. Not a regular brother, but a very intelligent black man who went into the Harvard Law School and got his degrees and got all his certificates behind him as a certified attorney. The brother is so intelligent and so unique a human being that he passed that bar, that mighty bar exam on the first time. The first time he tried, he passed it. He was awarded just some of his accolades. Young warrior lawyer or young lawyer of the year. A black man who in 1996 built and founded an organization to bring the black attorneys and the black lawyers and the black counsel together for justice for black people. As you know, you don't have no help when you go to the courthouse. You know you don't have no help when you go to put your fate in the hands of a public pretender, defender. And so he built in 1996 Black Lawyers for Justice. And from 1996, he moved throughout the halls and moved throughout the courts, organizing before that on his campus of Howard University with Unity Nation, a black man who has organized since his earliest days and continues to organize even as a quote-unquote professional, a man who's not sitting hiding behind no desk. He's not sitting there talking about what we should do and what we have to do. And no, this black man is on the streets. He ain't hiding behind no bulletproof glass. This black man is on the streets talking with the people, organizing the people, shaking hands with the people. A black man who is dealing right here in America, but he's an international figure, shaking up Africa. Black man shaking up Canada. Black man shaking up even China. Black man shaking up everywhere our people are, shaking up England, of course. He's shaking them up, known as the attorney at war. He's that devil destroyer and cracker crusher, a black liberation theologian. I call him, and we call him the defiant giant, our national chairman, attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so that's our lineup as an organization. And now we got to take it right to Zimmerman's neck. We got to take it right to Zimmerman's neck and take it to the enemies of the black nation's neck tonight on Black Power Radio. Why do we got to take it to his neck? Why do we got to take it to their necks? We must take it to their necks because black organizations have gotten soft. You don't want to see nothing happen to George Zimmerman. You praying to God he get a plea deal. You making salat. You meditating. You doing yoga hoping Zimmerman get a plea deal. I say, damn it, George Zimmerman should get the death penalty. It should be a death penalty case for George Zimmerman and all that's like him. You are a punk of a man and a punk of a woman if you think it's okay for whites or for Latinos, Chicanos, or red people, or even black people, to hunt down young black males and young black females, or hunt down anybody black, and shoot them down in the streets like a dog with no repercussion. You a punk, and the truth ain't in you. If you think George Zimmerman should get away with this, some of you say, I don't agree with that. I think George Zimmerman should be brought to justice. I think he should meet some recompense. Well, damn it, why ain't you doing nothing? Why is the clamor so quiet now for George Zimmerman and his trial and for Trayvon Martin's justice? How come they're not organizing now? Where are the bags of Skittles? Where's the Arizona iced teas? Where's the hoodies now? Or was it just a fad? Was it just a show? Did you jump on the bandwagon and become a Trayvon Martin bandwagon fan? Did you jump on the bandwagon and get excited for a moment, but you ain't gonna do a damn thing? Did you get excited? Because I'm not excited about it. There's nothing to be excited about when arrogant racists of whatever nationality feel like it's okay to gun down young black males and females in the streets. And they don't fear a damn thing because they know most of our people ain't going to do a damn thing. And then they know they're protected by police across the country. That's why the new Black Panther Party says that the police department should be driven out of our community. That they should be, theoretically, forced to withdraw from the community. Because your lying motto says to protect and serve. But with the amount of incarceration of our people, and with the amount of police brutality and murder of our people, it is clear you are not protecting and serving us. It is clear that the major police departments throughout the United States of America are hell-bent on destroying and killing black life, and I'm talking about black officers too. You're like barking dogs on a chain, waiting to be released, waiting for your sergeant, waiting for your major, waiting for your captain to say, sick 'em. Sick 'em. And then you sick black men, you sick black women, you look for a taillight to be out. And you pull us over, and from a simple traffic stop, you blow our life away, tase our life away. Young man just got shot down, shot to death in front of his wife and children, I just looked at across the news. Just blew the man away in front of his wife and his children. No regard at all. Why? Because you believe that you're the God. Most of you police believe you're the God. You believe you adrenaline junkies. You have our people so afraid, so paralyzed, that you believe that you can do whatever you want to do to black people and there is no response. Huey P. Newton, them in the 60s, had shotguns on you, legal lawful shotguns on you, because you were the same way you are today. And you crackers moved to change the laws, the fish and game codes and other codes, and introduced the Morford Act to disarm the people, of course, but in specific the Panthers at that time, so that the Panthers could not shoot back at you when you shot down black people in the streets. And so now you run buck wild with the courts behind you, and with the law behind you. And so now you run around the black community like a mercenary in an occupying army with no fear. You believe that black people are so dumb and so ignorant that they will not organize on your behind. I'm just reporting the facts. You believe black people are so unintelligent that if you keep killing us and killing us and killing us, that God won't raise up a force that won't care nothing about your law, won't care nothing about your statutes, won't care nothing about the fear that you have imposed on most of the slaves on the plantation. God will raise up that kind of force, and I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to even say about that. Hell, for so you so-called believers that are on them forces, you know God will raise it up. And what can I do about that? All I can say is point number 7. We want an immediate end to the murder of black people, to police brutality and the murder of black people. Our job is to put that out there and to organize on it. But if you continue in that way, there will be a force that's raised up by God himself, just reporting the facts based upon history, that will answer you every time you murder Trayvon Martin in the streets, every time you murder Sean Bell in the streets, every time you murder one of our people in the streets. As the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad said, that when a casket rolls in the black community, a casket will roll in the white community. That's just the law of karma. That's the law of Maat. That's the law of reciprocity. The only way a nation can respect you, black man and black woman, is if you're willing to defend yourself against an attacker. And defend yourself especially for your queens and your children. And you're willing to fight, bleed, die, take lives, and give lives for the advancement of the black nation and your black community and your people and your family in specific. That's the only way a nation can respect you. And that's the only way a nation will respect us, when we defend ourselves against any attacker. There's no way all of these black men and women who are trained, and black men who are trained, of course, who are in these communities, some of you, ex-Marines, ex-Special Forces, some of you live the street life, ex-gangsters, some of you martial artists, some of you ex-cops even, all kind of tactical people in the community, and there's no way that you have not organized amongst yourselves to patrol and control what happens in the black community. Black nationalism, our ideology, means that you are controlling not only the politicians in the community, in your community, but it means you're controlling the politics of your community, also the police that are in there too. Another topic for another day. We have to get control. Black people have to get control first of ourselves. We must instill self-respect in ourselves. We must push self-awareness to our people. We must push proper treatment of our women to black men. We must reinstitute how to get along with one another in our neighborhoods. We must push morality in our community. We must have righteous principles in our community and discipline in our community. And on top of all of that, economic and proper politics. We must have it all. We must be willing to fight and push. We must be willing to continue the struggle, and to continue to be bold against all odds and all objectives. We must continue to push forward by any means necessary. And this has to be more than just rhetoric. And it has to be more than just talk. Now let me stop for a second. I'll take a quick intermission and come right black to you. Come right black to you.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck Dirty Hair.
Immortal Technique.
You got guns too, nigga.
Killer Mike.
Fuck Terminator, nigga.
Brother Ali.
Fuck Rambo.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a prison with invisible bars. No matter where you at, it always follows you where you are. And it's hard out there for a pimp to get out of, but it's harder for the hooker that he beat the shit out of. I got niggas underground in the Confederate States, ironically running from slavery that prison creates. So I never hate on the South, I respect their vision. I just hate on niggas that promote Samboism and white execs that love to see us in that position. They reflect the stereotypes of America's vision. They want us dancing, cooning and hollering, only respect us for playing sports and modeling. More than racism, it's staying your placism. All people are trapped in practical black racism. So fuck a civil war between the North and the South. It's between fields, niggas, and slaves that are stuck in the house.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstration overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organization. Trying to survive cultural assassination.
And black power. And I'm right black at you. Just want to take a pause for the cause. I know it's a lot of information coming across the airwaves. I don't even want to take a second to cool it off. I just want to keep it going. Plus, I'm going to take your calls. The number to call is 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. 347-844-4747 to get involved in this discussion. I'm on Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, Robert Zimmerman, all them guilty Zimmermans, I'm on them. I'm on these crackers. Every cracker. What is a cracker? A cracker is a cracker is a cracker is a cracker. A cracker is someone who cracks the cat of nine tails over the back of the slave, or someone who exercises control in colloquial times. You crack the whip and keep them under subjugation. I'm also on war on the horizon. What does all this war going on mean for us? And will it soon be at our door? And what must we do to prepare for the coming conflict that will affect our people? There's no way to run. You hear Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz in the beginning say that, you know, a bandana's not going to get you out of this. You can't sing your way out of this. For you rappers, you can't rap your way out of this. Some of you just rap yourself dizzy. Oh, you rap and rap and rap and rap, and you just rapping and ain't rapping about nothing. You rapping about how things are, not how things are supposed to be. You rapping about how they are, but not how it's supposed to be. And what we can do to bring it into fruition. We got to get some rappers that will rap revolutionary lyrics. You got these young men wearing tight clothes, wearing women's clothes. You got these young men that are wearing lipstick and makeup, and you got this homosexual culture now. Okay. It's okay now. It's broadcast through ABC and CBS and Fox and all of these rap labels. It's okay now. You got them doing this through rap, so why can't you make them defend their community? Why can't you make them take care of the babies? Why can't you make them stand up and be respectful? Why can't you make them pull their pants up? If you got that much control, sissy, you got that much control, you coward, but you won't do that because you're a slave to the paycheck. They give you million-dollar deals. Million-dollar deals not to talk nothing conscious. Even conscious rappers now putting down the conscious rap and going to the filth rap because you punked out, you coward. You's a coward. Scared to put a conscious track out there for the people. Something that we can vibe to. Something we can move to. Something we can groove to. But something that we can really feel. Some of these rappers, you need your behinds kicked. I remember the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad saying that one day there'd be those of us who are strong enough that when they start rapping them crazy lyrics, a group of us would just run to the stage and kick your behind all up and down that stage. That's what time it is. Many of you need your behinds kicked because you sold out to the devil. You sold your soul out to the devil. How you going to have a $1 million deal but won't give no money to the program? You won't give any money to black nationalism and for us to nationalize our products and nationalize our institutions and nationalize our schools of learning. How you going to do that? How you going to see our people incarcerated on a daily and consistent basis and do no work with our people? But yet at the same time, you sign a contract and sign your soul away. You coward. There's too many cowards in the black nation. That's why Trayvon Martin can be gunned down and you Negroes protest for a minute, march for a minute, hold a bag of Skittles for a minute, and then when the hype go down and you change onto another issue like a pair of socks. You Negroes out there getting arrested by appointment. Getting arrested by appointment. Telling your wife that you'll be arrested at 6 o'clock, but you'll be home by 8 o'clock. Playing with this struggle. And you playing with the Trayvon Martins. You playing with the Sean Bells. You playing out there. Selling your soul to these crackers. Selling your soul to the white man. Telling them behind the scenes, I ain't going to be like them. I ain't nothing like the new Black Panther Party boss. I ain't like Malik Shabazz.
I don't talk like him, boss. I don't even agree with Khalid Muhammad. I don't even like Sean Qualley, and we don't like you either, fool. Don't like you at all. You're punking out on the battlefield, and many of you have to know tonight, you got to know we're in war. Not only are we at war, we're in a war. You should be in a war for the minds and hearts of your people. If you ain't going to fight that struggle, you should be in a war for the minds and hearts of your baby. Disney got most of your babies. Nickelodeon got most of our babies. We spend more time with them in front of the TV than you spend with them one-on-one teaching them about themselves. Spend more time with them doing foolishness and teaching them how to twerk and percolate and all this craziness than teaching them how to be a respectful woman. Then wonder why our black nation is suffering. We must have a knowledge of ourselves, and we must stand up. And you must support this mission. This mission is to save our people. Enough of the talk, enough of the rhetoric. There's so many damn meetings around the black nation, it's pathetic. All this meeting we doing, and ain't nothing coming out the meetings. I'm going to put pressure on you. Dr. Shabazz is going to put pressure on you. We got to put pressure on you. Meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting, lecture after lecture after lecture after lecture, talk after talk after talk after talk, and what happens? Somebody else gets shot down, then we talk some damn more. We meet some damn more. We just meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting and losing focus. Scared to put the program out there. You scared to put the new Black Panther Party program out there. Some Panthers are scared to put the program out there. You ain't suited up no more. You ain't put your boots on no more. You got your boots in a retirement case. You put your Panther boots in a retirement case. You've retired your Panther boots. Our people getting killed more and more on a daily basis, more ignorant on a daily basis, and you retire your Panther boots. What happened to the program? Where'd the workshops go? Where'd the one-on-one sessions go? Where'd the organizing go? Where'd the black pride go? Where'd the black liberation movement go? Where are black people at? See, that's why George Zimmerman can slink around in our communities and kill our babies down. See, if you remember the interview, he told you, and I'm going to take calls at the top of the hour, he told you that God put him in that situation. He told you God put him in that situation. That if he could, if they asked him, would you change anything? He said, no, I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change nothing, he said. That means he would kill another Trayvon and another Trayvon and another Trayvon. And guess what? Before the new Black Panther Party flushed his rotten behind out, he was being hid by the police. I keep telling you all, while you keep on dialing 911 and inviting these pigs into your house and inviting them to settle your disputes, these police are behind much of what's going on in the black community. How can these black communities be so saturated with police departments and so much crime be going on? That means they're working parallel, side by side. The war on drugs is a war on black people. That's what I said. The war on drugs is a war on you. The war to incarcerate you. They have a war to criminalize you. A war to enslave you and make you work for Walmart and Target and all these other labor corporations behind the penitentiary bars. If you've been locked up, you know what I'm talking about. So don't tell me we don't got a struggle today. Don't tell me that talk about there's no need for a new Black Panther Party because Obama's in office. Don't tell me that crazy talk. That's crazy talk, and that's talk for a foolish man and a foolish woman. How can you see what's going on and you think that we can't fight or shouldn't fight today? We should be fighting on every front. Paul Robeson said the battlefield is everywhere. We should be fighting everywhere, but you scared. Minister Malcolm X said, you're scared to bleed. We scared. We just scared to death. So much fear has been put in us. We scared. Right now, you listening to me, you said, I wonder what they're thinking about Sean Qualley. What's what they saying about him? I don't give a damn what they're thinking about me and what they saying. I don't give a damn about it.
Somebody got to be strong. You got to be strong. But somebody has to be strong. If we were more stronger, you wouldn't have put so much pressure on the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Wouldn't be so much pressure on Dr. Shabazz. Wouldn't be so much pressure on Shah Kwali. The new Black Panther Party really wouldn't even have to be as strong as it is, because the black nation itself would be strong enough. We got to get strong enough to be able to make war with our enemies. War on every front. War on an educational front. War on a political front. War on a spiritual front. And yes, war on a military front. That's how strong we got to get. We got to start setting the examples and stop accepting so many excuses. How in the hell can a George Zimmerman kill your baby, kill your son, and you accept a deal? You take a plea deal. How in the hell can these crackers outright occupy your neighborhood, occupy our community, and outright incarcerate you, me, and our families, and shoot us down on a daily basis, and there is no answer from the black community at all? To hell with a candlelight visual. I'm sick of candlelight visuals. That's reactionary. That means we're taking all the damage. We're taking all the hits. Where is the ideology of black power in all this? Where is black liberation in all this? Where is black nationalism in all this? Your failure to embrace black nationalism and black liberation is the reason why we're behind in this situation. So busy worried about everybody else, trying to form the Rainbow Coalition. You worried about the gay and lesbian coalition, the gay, lesbian, transgender coalition. You worried about everybody else's function. You're not worried about what's happening with your own people. We should have and could have been a nation by now. Could have had institutions by now. Garvey did it in the 30s. Garvey had schools. Garvey had boats. Garvey had it going on. What happened to that? Elijah Muhammad had schools. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had boats, had planes, banks. What the hell happened to that? We done got satisfied giving a damn lecture. No honor, no loyalty in this, no discipline in this, no respect in this, no trust, no family values, no brotherhood, no sisterhood. You just happy giving a damn lecture. A lecturing fool, just lecturing yourself to sleep. One day, one of y'all going to fall asleep on the damn rostrum, just lecturing yourself to death up there. Hell with that. Let's get busy in the streets. Let's get busy supporting movements as I prepare to take your call and supporting things that benefit our people. I want to make this announcement that Monday, on the 17th, Monday the 17th, at the Harlem State Office Building, we're going to hold a press conference on behalf of the 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and others will be there at the Harlem State Office Building on the 17th, 1 p.m., to promote the 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March. Bring your children to the march. Bring your children to the event. And also, it is a Black Family Convention Week. That's the week of our Black Family Convention, the 5th through the 8th. Bring your families. We must celebrate and rebuild black families. You brothers, stop snatching up these white women. We got a damn white woman epidemic going on. I was watching a video earlier looking at the athlete Chad Johnson. He patting his white lawyer on the backside. We thinking, me and the queen thinking that it's going to be a female attorney. Wasn't no female attorney. He's smacking his white lawyer, a man, on his behind in the middle of the courtroom, just looking like a fool in the courtroom. We must celebrate black family. Celebrate black and black male and female relationships. Celebrate the union. Black Family Day will be, like I said, the 5th through the 8th in September. Also, the Million Youth March. It's coming up on the 7th. Bring your family. Don't forget that. But back to the point. Here now, there's no honor, no loyalty, no discipline, and our movements have fallen apart. Our community has fallen apart. So as I prepare to take your calls here now, stop worrying about everybody else's agenda. Stop it. Stop trying to be this multinational fool, this multicultural fool, and your community is in the worst condition. Fix ourselves. Let's fix our own communities first, and then we'll worry about some other stuff later. Let's fix the black community first, because it is fixable. Every problem that we have is a fixable problem. But guess what? As the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad taught, and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz teaches, the problem is not crack. The problem is the cracker. The problem is not crack. The problem is the cracker. The problem is not crack. The problem is the cracker. Tell it to your neighbor. Tell it to your friend. Tell it in the school system. That's the problem. All the problems that we have, even black-on-black violence, I can trace it back to your open enemy after 400 years. Let me prepare to go to the phone lines, and I'm so excited and so anxious to take our calls tonight, as I know this is a heated discussion and a timely discussion, but we must get up, and we must begin to talk strong and be strong and walk strong. We must build strong movements after these crackers have completely destroyed every movement we've had. Malcolm X movement destroyed. Black Panther Party movement destroyed. Nation of Islam infiltrated and destroyed. Republic of New Africa infiltrated and moved on. The Move movement bombed and destroyed. UNIA destroyed. Everything that had light destroyed. Let me go to the phones, because I know you want to get in on this. The number 646-478-4447. Let me take the first call. At every call, 347-272. 347-272. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Welcome to the show. Your question or comment.
Black Power, my national spokesman. Man, you fired up today, boy. You got good reason to be outraged. And anybody that's not outraged, I don't know what's wrong with them. But Black Power to you. Let me give
Black Power
salute to Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman. Black Power salute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad. And definitely a big Black Power salute to all the comrades and brothers and sisters out there in the struggle. Man, you're touching on a lot of topics that make a lot of sense. I know you're waking up a lot of brothers and sisters tonight, brother. Good job, man.
That's a blessing. What's your thoughts on Zimmerman right now and the happenings in the black community?
Man, you done said it all. I mean, what happened to what George Zimmerman did to our beloved brother Trayvon Martin is a tragedy that we as black men should not allow. Protect us. We know that anytime you see the red, white, and blue lights behind you, whether you're doing something wrong or not, you're scared. We as men, we as Panthers, got to step up and protect.
My brother Shaw, you there? Your phone's going in and out. You still with me? You there, my brother? Can you hear me? All right, call Black in. I want you to finish that point.
You still there,
brother Shaw? Oh, there he is. Go ahead, Brother Shaw. You with me? Hold on.
Brother. Yes,
yeah,
sir. I'm here.
Go ahead.
As I was saying, what happened with Trayvon Martin, what George Zimmerman did, was a tragedy. Okay? Those things happen, as you said, because we are not police in our communities. We know these police are not here to protect us, but they are here to perpetrate and perpetuate the modern-day slave industrial complex and lock us up and have us as modern-day slaves. They're running around like modern-day slave catchers in our communities. We got to drive them out and police ourselves, sir.
That's right. That's the Panther mantra. We must protect and control our own communities. And I'm for building up a ministry of defense. Dr. Shabazz is up for building a ministry of defense. We are calling on black men in specific, not excluding our sisters who want to go through the training, who are rolling with us, who are our counterparts. Black men and women in a ministry of defense to control and patrol our communities. That's what's on the table.
That's what we need, man. As Dr. Khalid like to say, black power for black people. Everything that we use, everything that we need, we must produce. We must be in charge of. We got to stop acting like we're their children, and we need master to take care of us. We need master to provide this for us. We need master to school us. Malcolm X said it best, only a fool will allow his enemy to teach his children. How dare we try to sit at our enemy's table and eat his food? You know what I'm saying? The land will never willingly go sit and eat with the wolf unless he wants to be dinner.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, my brother, so much for your comment. I'm going to move forward to the next call. But thank you, Brother Shaw. Keep the fire burning, black man. Black
yes,
power.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Brother Frank Shaw, Queens, New York, putting it down. Next caller, area code 870-540. 870-540. You're on live Black Power Radio. Give me your question, your comment. Welcome to the show. 870-540. You have a question or comment? All right, next caller, 904-613. 904-613. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Question or comment?
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Dr. James in Jacksonville.
We're moving, mobilizing, organizing, strategizing.
Moving on the Trayvon Martin case. You said it all, big brother. You said it all.
Hey.
But the most important thing that we're doing right now, the educators, we're mobilizing, not speaking rhetoric. Brother Sean, you could not have said it better. Not speaking rhetoric. We must patrol our own community. We must teach the Constitution. We must teach the law. We must teach what to do if you're arrested by the police. We must teach how and who to contact when you stop. So we're working on
exactly,
because
a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know what to do when stopped by the police.
Brother, in the educational program, what did it say? I'm back black. Oh, man, I've been out of the loop for a minute, but I'm back black. So you're going to start to see some things roll, not just through Facebook and through your emails. You're going to be invited to take care of some workshops, take care of some business. We're moving down to Sanford. As I said tonight,
tell us what you got going on. I know you was on the ground with the Zimmerman case. What's the latest on it?
What's happening right now, brothers and sisters, what you need to know is they can't even select a jury. They called in 500 people. 500 people, not one person that said they've not heard about this case. This case, just selecting a jury, is going to take 2 to 3 weeks because they can't find anybody who's never heard of the case. So now we're in a very obscure situation. Tracy and Sabrina, I love them, but they want what everybody else wants for their children. They want an educational opportunity, but they got to know if people haven't treated you right, won't teach you right, and you cannot keep going to the enemy asking him to do for us what we should do for ourselves. Now, I heard, I don't know, I got to get the fact that they've been paid off. They're talking lukewarm. You ain't going to see Hal Sharpton. You're not going to see Jesse Jackson. None of them are down there. None of them are on the scene. Why? Because you remember the first time we went to Sanford, we were down there on business. They were down there raising money. I hate to say it. Remind me of the old preachers. Old preachers. Put money in my pocket, and I'll be quiet. You haven't heard anything from any of them.
Good teaching.
I just have to say, brother,
house.
That's just real. So what we're doing, Brother Sean, we're going to go down there. We're getting tents. We're getting tables and chairs. We're going to teach. We're going down to educate. We're not going to get in the courtroom because they got it set up as a lottery. The only way you can get in is it's a lottery. You have to put your name in the day before. Well, with the hundreds and hundreds of media down there, they're only allowing 25 people in the courthouse outside the family, a special guest. So you have to put your name in a lottery the day before.
Okay.
And they select, and you find out that night or morning or however they notify you to let you know you've been selected. And then the next day, you put your name in the lottery again. Well, this is the problem. You have to physically be there to put your name in the lottery. So we know the best way to mobilize. We saw some other revolutionaries where they mobilizing outside, mobilizing in the street, mobilizing, organizing, strategizing to make sure we're educating so they're not exterminated. And that's our plan.
So what I'm hearing is there's no strong contingency on the streets on behalf of Trayvon Martin. That's what you're saying.
Oh, there's some revolutionaries down there, brother. There's some people speaking, but right now it's small. Remember, this case is probably going to go on. This may be a 6 to 9 month case.
Well,
this is what we're hearing.
Every
I can
time,
tell you,
every time the case go on,
jury.
There should be a protest.
They have 500 more
people
they have to look at. And they could not, I don't think they selected one person today.
Man, listen, there's no way that George Zimmerman can go to trial and not know there's some angry black folks outside. When Michael Jackson went to trial, when one of them white celebrities go to trial, they outside the trial protesting and going off. This beast killed our son, the future of another young black male. There must be a strong contingency of black folks outside the trial.
I'm glad you
organized.
Said that, Brother Sean. Brother Sean, I'm glad you said that because that's what the media is now saying. This is the issue. They've already now the conversation no longer alleged to have killed, no longer have alleged to have murdered. You know what they're saying? The conversation what's being published is that George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin, but they're not sure what to charge him with right now. The language is no longer alleged to have killed, stand by the ground. It is he killed him, but what charges should be placed on him? That's what's being done right now. That's what we're hearing, and that's what's going on in Stanford.
They know what happened because I told you all he was being hidden by the police. You all uncovered that early in the game. He was being hidden by the police, and they know what happened.
Right, but they're not sure. What they're doing at this point is they're using the word. The media is using the word. Everywhere we're seeing, they're saying George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. But here's the deal. He has a due process. They just don't know what they're not. Well, they do know what to charge him with. We're not going to let him get justifiable homicide. That's not an option. Justifiable homicide is not an option.
Charge him with
not
murder and the penalty is death. Charge him with murder and the penalty is death.
Yes, sir.
I'm just
all praise to Allah.
That's what
the Holy Quran teaches. That's what the Bible teaches.
If you're talking justice, if you're about justice and they talking justice, you take a life, your life should be taken. I'm just saying.
That's
Brother
correct.
James,
that's correct.
Thank you so much, Black
Thank you,
man.
Dear brother.
Love,
Allah bless you, brother.
Update.
Black Power. Hey,
you too,
keep working,
brother.
Give you a strong black hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hand return because we working together, black man. Black Power. Peace and blessings.
Yes, sir.
As Brother James Muhammad. Out in Jacksonville, Florida, he crisscrossed in Florida. One of the brothers who was on the case early on George Zimmerman and working on the behalf of Trayvon Martin and his family, and he was one of the black men that was instrumental in organizing the dissatisfied in Jacksonville. He was organizing the dissatisfied. Remember, it was the new Black Panther Party that did the research. We the ones went into the books, Attorney Shabazz, went into the books and found out that when a crime had been committed and the local authorities would not do their job or crime, and in this case murder committed and the authorities would not do their job, it was legal and lawful to organize a citizen's arrest. New Black Panther Party put that out there and solidified it. With those who would support us on the ground with their finances, those who were entertainers and those who had some money, put their money behind that. George Zimmerman would have not been able to sit around. Then you had some scrawny little pita bread peckerwoods that popped up that was pretending like they was neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And I'm willing to say all of them was nothing but some provocateurs and some agents. That's what I'm saying. Nothing but some provocateurs and some agents, some little pita bread, pot-belly peckerwoods that popped up talking about they going to patrol the streets of Sanford to protect the little puny white folks who wasn't nobody bothering. But then you had some young brothers, so I heard. It's just what I heard off the streets. Some young brothers that when the pigs start parking their vehicles on the streets, that they start busting on them cars. It's just what I heard. Didn't see it. Don't know if it's true. But I just heard some young brothers, some so-called street tribes, the so-called gangs, they got mad about Trayvon and start busting on the pig cars out there and some other stuff. Just saying. So I'm just saying there's a force you see and a force that you don't see. Goddamn nerve. You goddamn crackers out there. Pardon my language. Nerve of you to rub the pain of our people in our face like that, talking about you going to patrol Sanford, Florida, in that racist little hick town. Another subject for another. Let me move forward. Area code 562-607. 562-607. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, this is Sister Mahogany Eggs, Black Riders Liberation Party, Miami chapter. Can you hear me?
Can hear you well.
Black Power, Brother Sean. Yeah.
Black Power.
I'm hella upset right now. I'm out of Miami, and I've been going to black grassroots organizations, and every organization that I go to, no one is going up there. Now they
Who'd
said,
you go to?
Well, did you go to the original rally when all of this first went down with Trayvon? Yeah, they went, but why are they not going now? I asked them why.
Hey,
they
worry
about their damn capitalistic job.
Who did you go to? Now, who did
Power
you go
to? Power you.
Mahogany. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What organization did you go to?
Power you.
Power you.
I went to Power you. I went to Power you. At the beginning they went, but this time they're not going. And I asked one of the persons who answered the phone. They were
why
like,
they not
because
going?
They worried about, because they got to work. They got to go to work. They can't take off. Or they have other agendas to take care of.
It's punk stuff.
A health care agenda is about
it's
women's
punk
health.
Stuff. It's punk stuff.
Punk stuff.
Tell
punk
them I said
stuff.
It. Who's the leader? Who leads the organization?
Well, I didn't get her name. I didn't get her name fully because I was too upset right then because I was really going off. But I can't get back with you on that. And I will
tell
be going down
up.
Sometime this week to see them. I'm going to see her personally face-to-face this week and ask again, are they going? But if they're going, don't worry about it because me and the new comrades that I got down here, we're going to try to get some donations up ourselves and go up there. And if anybody in the Miami area, I just want to make this commercial announcement. If anybody in the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale or Palm Beach County area, if you are going to Sanford, Florida for the Trayvon Martin to protest against this beast, hit me up. I'm at blacksurfergirl@gmail.com. That's blacksurfergirl@gmail.com.
Power you, stand up. Listen, those organizations that were there, we just heard Jane Muhammad say that many who were there the last time, they're not going to be there this time because there's no money to be made. Many of them was out there. Messy Jesse was out there. Sharpton was out there. Some others was out there, but she was panhandling and cutting deals behind the scenes. Panhandling and cutting deals and being seen behind the scenes. He was being seen, and then he was cutting deals behind the scenes. Well, many of them are not going to be out there this time, Mahogany, because they can't make no money. See, now the real organizing got to kick in because it's not a fad now. It's not, you know, there's no Trayvon Martin buttons being pushed around now, and he's not the poster child now. Now we got to get to some real organizing. All them Negroes wanted was for him to go to trial, or first to be arrested. Now he's going to trial. That's not all we want. We're talking justice. We're talking justice. See, you got to go to them and talk justice, because if they allow George Zimmerman to get away with this, then it's over for most other young black males wearing a hoodie that's going to the store. You know what I'm saying? Just going to the store, getting some Skittles in the Arizona tea for his little brother, and they get blown away.
No more Arizona teas, no more hoodies, no more Skittles. You're right, Brother Chalmers, you said that earlier. And I'm going back up there again to speak to them about justice. And if it was one of their children, I'm quite sure they wouldn't want people to give up on their child a year later. That's what I'm going to go up there and talk to them about.
Put pressure on them.
If they won't stand up, boycott the organization.
If they will not stand up and organize, boycott the organization. 2013, going into 2014, we're going to start cutting some of these organizations off, really cutting them all off that do this stuff. I don't care who it is. You're going to be calm when you sell out our community, when you sell out our people, when you don't show up on the front lines, and many times y'all distance behind the scenes, we're going to cut you off. Cut them off.
Yeah.
If they won't stand up, they won't roll with the black riders, they won't roll with you, cut them off. What the hell you need them for?
That's right.
How you going to build a black united front and they don't want to stay on the front line?
That's right. That's why I put them on blast tonight. The power use and bust the organizations, and they're cold hearted and weak ass minded.
It just is what it
Don't
is.
Don't white can't get me up. BlackSurferGirl@gmail.com. And if any organizations going up to Sanford, Florida, hit me up. BlackSurferGirl@gmail.com.
Black power, power to the people. BlackSurferGirl@gmail.com. Y'all hit sister up and support her as she goes to organize in Sanford on behalf of justice for Trayvon Martin. Sister Mahogany, thank you. Black power, sister.
Thank you, Brother Sean.
Hey, we got to be strong. Got to be strong. Always trying to hang on to these little dangling so-called organizations, but when you need it on the front line, you don't show up. Power you if you don't show up. As my sister said, you a bust or organization, and we boycotting you. We ain't dealing with you. Ain't dealing with you. How can you not stand up for Trayvon Martin? The other groups that was out there making a fuss, how can you not stand up for Trayvon Martin? It's bigger than Trayvon. How can you not stand up for the young black male and female being gunned down in the streets on a daily basis? This is bigger. This is a movement. How can you not stand up for the movement? That's word of power, you. And I know that Sister Mahogany going to take the word back. They building up Black Rider chapter there in Florida. So, you know, they're going to put the pressure on Power U and other organizations, and I'm happy to hear it. I'm just giving you word for the new Black Panther Party. You groups that won't stand up on the front lines, we're not interested in building a Black United Front with you. There is no Black United Front if you're not on the front lines. Enough of the symbolism. Let me go to the next call here. Eric Cole, 469-544-469-544. You're on live with Black Power Radio. You have a question or comment?
Black Power, Brother DK.
Black Power. Black Power, National Minister of Defense. What's going on?
Everybody's on point with it tonight. Look, man, this is right now the time for us to get into the community, to organize everybody on the ground level, on the local level. This is when you get the street trials to support the national troops that we already have on hand, the Republicans.
You still there, my brother?
This is where all black people in on the grounds, in the grounds, and around that area, the community wants to come out. Everybody remember the goddamn movie, The Time to Kill. And the way they stood up that movie, The Time, we got to stand up right now. That's TV and logic and bullshit, but that's real. This is the way people got to stand up and say, man, it's enough. I'm tired of my babies getting killed. I'm tired of this happening.
Yep.
People got to start fucking attacking back. I didn't say fight back. I just say defend you. I could attack back. Okay, that's what the fuck they do to us. They're attacking us every day. And you got to start attacking back right now on righteous levels. When I say on righteous levels, I mean you can't have no fucking fear of consequence or repercussion because, shit, the consequence and repercussion happening around us every day. We continue to allow it to happen. Then guess what? It'll be another case. We'll be back on Black Power Radio saying it's my son next. It's your son next. It's our baby girl next. I mean, we got a time out for rhetoric, time in for organizing, and after organizing, it's time for improvising new strategy. New strategy. We call it on strong for a ministry of defense. People got to support the tactics and strategies that we have.
That's right.
If you don't understand the tactics and strategies that we have in play, it's time to get together and say, hold on 1 minute. It's time to get together and say, okay, this is what's in motion. What goes in motion stays in motion. We're going to support these brothers. We're going to stand behind these brothers and these sisters and what they got going on. Mency Jackson, fuck you. Al Sharpton, fuck you. All these organizations coming out to raise money. Whole pimple preachers, fuck you. We leaving the church. We leaving jobs. We leaving work. We leaving school. We making it happen. We getting on the ground. We blacking out. Putting on whatever we need to put on that day, getting it in. It's not just about that day. We should be getting in right now. When we get off this phone, people should be getting it in organized. They should be having
community
every day.
That's right.
What we going to do? What we going to do next? We should be raising funds, help mobilize the people, bring in, mobilize, raising funds to help mobilize and bring in troops that can support you. But if you're scared to get your ass on the ground, put your money where your mouth is. Help get some
money
on the ground who goddamn it ain't good. who put their life on the line every day for black people. You know what I mean? Help.
Absolutely.
That's in the community. They can't fight. Put your money where your mouth is. Get some of that guy. Get some of that chicken money up. Pass the food, what? Get some chicken money up. Pass out some of them tires and all that you were looking. You don't need. Mobilize the people who can fight. If you scared to get out there and fight and get on the ground,
yeah,
put some
money
on the ground. We're going to go to work. Put some people on the ground.
Right.
Don't stand up.
Brother Minister.
The courthouse. They got a lot of them. You got to put the name in the day before just to go to a fucking trial.
Yeah,
we're organizing
for a Ministry of Defense. That we must. This is for those who don't know. This is Brother DK, National Minister of Defense of the New Black Panther Party for Self Defense, and the call that we're issuing for a National Ministry of Defense is under his charge and under his lead, a qualified, capable individual who is pushing to organize for security in the black community. And so that's why you hear the frustration in his voice and the anger in his voice, because we're not playing. We, you know, if you're tired of seeing black people get killed, it's like a bully. When a bully hits you in the mouth, you know, if you don't hit that bully back, you know, in self-defense, in righteous self-defense, that bully going to keep whooping your behind.
What we need every day, we need some strong black men. Strong black women to stand up, get you some camcorders and some notepads and everything you're going to need to start policing your communities. Get two or three people to come out with you at a time, five, six, however many it takes, to start coming out of police your community, to showing the police that, look, you no longer need in the black community because we got this. You don't got to kill
right.
our babies because we responded. I want to see the day where people not dial the 911. They blowing our cell phones up saying, "Sister so and so just got arrested. This is what's going on." We in the streets. We in the community. You know what I mean? We that. We policing our own streets, our own communities. I'm not knocking the classes, the meetings, and, you know, political education classes are great. They're needed. A revolutionary who doesn't stand behind political education and liberation is somebody who's just a potential criminal. And we calling out everybody. You feel me? No matter what your criminal record is, no matter what your standard is, in your class in the community, man, you can help. You can support.
Yes,
you
sir.
You can get out. You can just be a phone call away from saving the next black baby. You feel me?
So, brother Minister, how can people get involved with the Ministry of Defense?
Okay, I'm gonna give you my email as well as my number. My email is dknbcp@hotmail.com. My phone number is 469-544-7352. Give me a call. Let me know what ideas you have. I'm going to tell you what we already have in motion. Let me know what you are capable of doing, because it might just be I'm going to let you know what you can do. I'm going to find out where you at. I'm going to look up the laws in your community. I'm going to tell you what you're faced with. I'm going to educate you on the law that surrounds your area and your community. I'm going to tell you what you can do legally and what you can't do. I'm going to tell you what's going to help you keep people out of trouble and let you know what you can do to keep yourself out of trouble while you're doing what you're doing, while you're standing up, and organize you to a point to where potentially, hopefully, we can come in and do grounds training with you, let you know what we have training regiments in the different regions across the country. Well, you could come out and support it, because, I mean, the time is coming, man. September 7th, we got a big move. Well, we have a big move on the ground right now with Trayvon Martin case. We also have other things that are going on that people have to support. We have to help and support each other in our new cause. I mean, we can't be sellouts to the people and sellouts to our babies, because, I mean, you got to think about it. It's Trayvon today. It's you tomorrow. You got to think
exactly.
about it. This shit ain't
exactly.
new. It's been happening. This
exactly.
is something that's been happening. And,
that's
you
right.
know, I said it a little while back. You know, I see the days when people start busting back. You know, when people start busting back. We heard the buzzer was busting back at the pig when the pigs came on the street, great. I'm going to say that's good. The reason I say it's good is because it sends a goddamn message. It sends a message that the streets are crying. The streets are tired. People ain't taking shit no more. People are tired. It's not saying, hey, the new Black Panther Party is calling out vigilante hits on people. Hell no. What we're calling out is organized strategies on how we're going to defend our people by any means necessary. Life or death.
Black power.
We stand for truth and justice, denying black people.
Yes,
black
sir.
Black power.
Black power. Thank you, Brother Menesic. Move on to the next call, but thank you for the passion and thank you for the spirit. And that's our National Minister of Defense, Brother DK. That number again is 469. This is a national line for the Ministry of Defense. You bold black men and black women who are interested not just in organizing where he's at, but organizing where you're at and organizing with his help and organizing with Minister King Samir's help and organizing with our national officers of defense with their expertise, you text 469-544-7352. 469-544-7352 or email nbpp@hotmail.com. I don't know if I got that one right, but text that number. Text that number for sure. And he'll get you all the information that is needed. This is very, very serious, my brothers and my sisters. And we can't afford any more Trayvons. And I want to say, I want to take time to say right here at this juncture, free Mikhail Muhammad. I want to say free Mikhail Muhammad, who was on the ground, on the point. For Trayvon Martin, working in Jacksonville, working all throughout Florida. You've seen him in Sanford. You've seen him on CNN. Seen him going back and forth with that flaming sissy Anderson Cooper. Mikhail Muhammad locked down right now on some BS. And Mikhail Muhammad being held with personal things, but also on a political beef, a political charge, really. And has a mega high bond and all kind of stuff that's happening. Free Mikhail Muhammad and support the release of Mikhail Muhammad and all political prisoners. And I want to say that they'll go all the way over. America will go all the way over to Kosovo and go other areas to free prisoners. And you got a whole host of political prisoners right here on your own shores. You put a $2 million bounty on Sister Asada Shakur, the state of New Jersey, and she is a modern-day escaped slave, a woman who was shot with her hands up by the New Jersey State Police Department. Y'all lied and said she fired her weapon, but she was shot in the back with her hands up, and when comrades and warriors from the Black Liberation Army went and got her out of there, and now you're trying to put her back in the cage. Free all political prisoners. Free Mikhail Muhammad. And at that juncture, too, free Hannibal Rashidine. Tell you, New Black Panther Party got comrades that'll meet the jails from time to time or penitentiaries from time to time. But we hold our head like soldiers. Hold our head like soldiers. Hail the honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad even went to the penitentiary one time or two. So hold your head, soldiers. We're working for your freedom and for your liberation. And support the National Ministry of Defense and our brother DK. We take the next call here as we're coming to the midpoint of the 9 o'clock hour. I take area code 504-432. You're on live with Black Power Radio. You have a question or comment?
I got a question. Black Power, Brother Soul
Black
Power. Matter of fact, never forget about the Deacons for Self-Defense that was here in Bogalusa, Louisiana. Never forget about them.
We said them in the beginning.
Okay, well, I didn't hear.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's all right.
Now, this is what I want to say, Brother Sean. Have you had some of the members study what happened to the original Panthers, like Daruba Benoit? They said that he shot at some policemen and stuff, and how the government started up with the East Coast West Coast rivalry with the Panthers. They had all of them turned against one another. Have you had some of the members study that where you won't make those same mistakes in the future?
Oh, that's a great question. There's no doubt about that, brother. Every step we can that the comrades took in the 60s and the 70s, the new Black Panther Party has theoretically and scientifically studied, and we continue to study. It's a working study. We know that they turned the West Coast branch of the Black Panther Party against the East Coast branch of the Black Panther Party. We know that Chicago chapter and Fred Hampton was warring at a time with Eldridge Cleaver and the Central Committee. We understand that there was supposed to be an operation with Jonathan Jackson and Panther comrades was supposed to go to liberate George Jackson, and there was some instructions given not to go where Jonathan was, all kind of stuff that happened. But the point is that, yes, sir, we study, we continue to study so that we don't make the same mistakes, and that's one of the key reasons. I want to make this clear on our radio show. That's one of the key reasons why we did not have white folks in our organization. Now, theoretically, the Black Panthers are the 60s formation, the 70s formation. They said theoretically that white folks couldn't join, but they had white coalitions and white alliances. And what we learned was that many of those white alliances, many of them were agents and provocateurs, not even to mention the black ones that was already in the ranks. But those who had infiltrated, those who were running back, reporting to the CIA and reporting to the police, the whereabouts of different Panther leaders and talking about the plans because they had white folks all in their mix. To continue that, to say that whenever you put white folks in your movement gets weak and it also gets wicked. This was one of the main attitudes and the main arguments of Kwame Ture, formerly Stokely Carmichael, and H-Rap Brown, now political prisoner, held down in Supermax, Imam Jamil Al-Amin. That attitude was against the integration of whites in the movement, and they left the Black Panther Party, or that formation. And Kwame Ture was one of the main focal points that built the Panther in the United States. He was one of the main men with the Lowndes County Movement Freedom Organization. He was one of the first men going around this country organizing Black Panther parties. And for him to leave the Black Panthers under the direction of Huey P. Newton, it tells you a lot. They had deviated and started to put white folks in the organization or white folks in the alliance, and the movement beginning to get weak and get away from the black nationalist platform or the black base established by Malcolm X. Remember, these were children of Malcolm, sons and daughters of Malcolm. And so they deviated from that. So we come back to the truth, and we come back to what it's meant to be, which is black power for black people. Also, when you start integrating, when you start integrating the movement, that gives these brothers an excuse to start sleeping with these white women, and it gives these sisters an excuse to start sleeping with these white men. And we say no sir and no ma'am, no sir and no ma'am. It is a black movement for black people. And so the new Black Panther Party is just that. Go ahead with your question, brother.
I wanted to say this too. Never forget Gene Roberts, who was bodyguard for Malcolm. He also came into the Panther 21 and he infiltrated that group.
Gene Roberts should have been killed. I can say that publicly. That somebody should have had enough sense. In self-defense, after he faked like he was giving Malcolm mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and also was a well-known informant, somebody should have had enough sense to catch Gene Roberts after he had infiltrated the OAAU and the Muslim Mosque Incorporated, and then for him to end up within the Panther 21, and nobody put two and two together. That just tells you how off-post and off-point some of the brothers and sisters was. But you know, another topic for another day. I know what you're saying, Gene Roberts. It is actual fact, Eugene Roberts, the man who was on post with Malcolm X, Minister Malcolm X, the day that he got assassinated, did infiltrate the New York 21, and he was a part of that formation. And who knows what infiltration and sabotage he put on them, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. All right, brother, I support you, brother, but keep y'all
support
doing a good
you
job.
Too.
Black Power.
Thank you. Black Power, right. Support you too. Thank you so much, my brother. That's a lesson to be learned. A lesson to be learned with Eugene Roberts and in the way that we deal with informants and rats and stool pigeons. That's in our program. New Black Panther Party program, point number 7, says that we want an end to black-on-black violence, snitching, cooperation, and collaboration with the oppressor. We're too easy on these snitches. No other nation is easy like that. You know, they got this whistleblower running around now. Say he's from the NSA, the National Security Agency. I forget his name right now. White boy. Said he spilt the beans on NSA spying on Verizon Wireless customers. And, you know, of course, if they spying on Verizon, of course, you know, they spying on T-Mobile, Sprint. I mean, we all know that these lines are tapped. I mean, it's not; these are not our phone lines. But he spilt the beans, and he spilt the beans on this program called the Prism Program, where they got all our emails and texts and all that type of deal in this program. And so now they are after him to extradite him and ultimately deal with him. They feel like he's a traitor. My point in saying this is that nations are not lenient on their traitors. But when there is a traitor amongst the black nation, we are weak on our traitors, and we are weak on the stool pigeons, and we are weak on the collaborators, just weak and weak and weak, and it's been our downfall. And I want to say this to some members of the Nation of Islam and others who say this, and we love you, you are family. But the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad was not a traitor to Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And he was not a hypocrite to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I just have to clear the air. He was no hypocrite. And he was no traitor. And the man, to the day that he transcended from the scene, held the line on what he was taught and what he was given, and what he knew from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, black power, black nationalism. And he was one of the greatest students to ever come up out of the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So for those of you running around in them little circles saying that, and this is no disrespect, but for those of you running around saying that, Dr. Khalid was a hypocrite, Dr. Khalid was a rogue, you just need to cut it on out because you don't know what you're talking about. Dr. Khalid was one of the strongest students to come up out of that formation. And even as things happened and water went under the bridge, that black man still held the line. Just stop saying that. Let me go to the next call here at area code 912-424. You're on live with Black Power Radio. You have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. Brother Sean, how you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
This is Bobby Worthy. Remember, we spoke on a conference call with Justice Lee.
All right,
United.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I wanted to comment on Minister Muhammad.
Certainly.
Nikhil Muhammad. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You remember now?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in the process. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
I hear you fine. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. I'm in the process of filing charges on the two police officers and the judge for false arrest, false imprisonment, malice prosecution, and conspiracy. I've already talked to the Jacksonville News and let them know what I was planning on doing. And the day I go file the charges is the day they will be filing me in the courthouse to free Mikhail Muhammad. For their illegal acts or the police, how the police handled that situation. It was all illegal, unconstitutional, and Like I told the news media, if it was me, I would have killed both of your officers. Because I know what the law says. The law says.
I don't want you to put yourself in a bind, black man, but go ahead.
No. But listen to what I'm saying. The law says, both federal and state, clearly says, a false arrest. You have the right to resist a false arrest with just as much violence as the police have to make it. That's the law.
Good. Yes, sir.
So, and he did it the right way. He did nothing wrong. The police overstepped their bounds, and this is the problem that I found in my society since I started this organization of mine, that we have found that police officers seem to think they are better and above the law, which is people don't understand.
They do.
They're not. The police officer is nothing. A police officer can be replaced by the maid to clean the toilet tomorrow. They are nothing. They hold no judicial power whatsoever. They are nothing but a security guard with a gun. They have
Excellent.
No judicial power.
I got to get you on here to break that down in length, how we can depower the police department in the minds and hearts of our people.
Well, this is what the law says. Now, the law says, whenever the government becomes destructive of its means, the power reverts back to the people. It is up to the people to either alter, abolish, and institute a new government. But if you try that now, they'll try to lock you up. But that's what the law says. The power belongs to the people, not the government. They have twisted this around. The Constitution was written to protect the people from the power and the pressure of the government, not the opposite.
Yeah, that's how it's written. You know, the thing about these crackers, man, and I say that because they're the ones who are exercising the power with the pen and the policy, is that they will flip and change a law just like a person changes, you know, we change underwear, you know what I mean? So the law can say one thing today, and then they'll change it tomorrow to say something totally different and null and void what it said yesterday. That's why we talk about white law and we talk about black law. White law is, of course, what you're reading about now, the Constitution and all that, the codes. Black law is the law of Mayotte and justice and the law of our people, that even if it disagrees with white law, we got to do what's right.
Well, you know, and that's true, but see, the thing about it is, we all know white people are not moral people. And you got some black people that's not moral. But most of these white folks have taken and they have customized the criminal justice system to fit them. It's
that's
a money
right.
racket. All it is. They have customized the justice system to fit them. Now look at all the stuff that's coming out by the IRS. I've been knew this about the IRS. The IRS is a private agency contracted out to the government. They're not even part of the government.
That's true.
So, and this is what the people are going to say. And then, you know, I've challenged the federal government on jurisdiction. I've challenged them on citizenship. You know, I don't claim to be a citizen, don't want to be a citizen. I'm not a citizen, can never be a U.S. citizen according to your law. Then the lady said, she told me, well, the 14th Amendment made you a citizen. I said, the 14th Amendment never made me a citizen, because the only way you can acquire citizenship is through birth and through naturalization. And only through birth is once the parents was born a U.S. citizen. No black person in history ever was a U.S. citizen.
That's good teaching. That's
you know
great teaching.
So how can you pledge, and all the naturalization is pledge allegiance to a political body. You pledge allegiance to a country, you have to pledge allegiance to that political body. No black person in the country ever took that pledge. And then she said,
that's good teaching, brother. We got it. We have to get you back on a show so that you can go in depth on it, and we'll do one with you. Get in touch with me. You got a Kojo's number. Get in touch with me, and we're gonna book you in so we can dig into this constitutional law and dig into the hypocrisy of the United States government and other agencies and forces, so we can teach our people. Because what I'm saying is that our people are so paralyzed, you know, through fear, you know, through repression. You know, they see the tactics, they see the brutality. And so what that does is create a fear or a fear complex in our people. And our work is to de-escalate the fear, remove the fear from our people, and to expose it for what it is. Go ahead, sir.
We still have that old slave mentality.
That's right.
Yep.
And so that's what I'm saying. So me and you gonna book that. Me and you are gonna book that show, and we'll promote it. It's not gonna be long from now. We're gonna book it and get into it. And then, of course, we'll get the updates on Minister Mikhail Muhammad, and we'll talk about this judicial system or this Department of Just Us. You know what I mean? So get in touch with.
I have a law degree, and I refuse to practice because the criminal justice system is irreversibly broke and cannot be fixed.
Good teaching. I agree with you. Get in touch with Brother Kojo and get my number from Kojo, and me and you are going to talk and book this. It's going to be good for the people.
Okay. And I'm going to make sure Mikhail, Minister Muhammad, will be paid for this. We're definitely going to put him in the federal courthouse.
Well, good. He deserves some recompense. Minister Mikhail Muhammad is putting a lot of work on these streets, and he represents the new Black Panther Party all the time and wherever he goes well. And so we got to get him out. Thank you, my brother.
Okay, man.
All right, peace. That's interesting. My brother going to break it down. As I'm telling you all, as we de-escalate the fear, you're scared of the police, and some of you are scared of these gangs. Let me talk on that with the time. We did a gang truce, so-called gangs, truce, in New York City about a week ago, and it was successful. I'm happy to report Attorney Malik Shabazz, New Black Panther Party, successful gang truce between warring factions, projects, and brothers and sisters beefing with each other. And they're interested. And I'm going to tell you something that helped them move and that really connected them was these Panther shirts. I'm just here to tell you. They was out there slanging some shirts, new Black Panther shirts, Bloods, Crips, Common, brothers and sisters. They brought together by this Panther. And if you know that history, you know that the Bloods and Crips spawned from the youth projects of the Black Panthers. And when the organization was destroyed, the young brothers and sisters were still under that formation. And they, of course, were recruiting, as was the original purpose of the party, to recruit young brothers and sisters off of the block and revolutionize them. And, of course, force the criminal mentality into a revolutionary mentality. That's what we have to do. We have to turn the criminal mentality into a revolutionary mentality. All right? Another topic for another day. So they have the shirts, and they're embracing these shirts. And we want to give you all the invitation to embrace these shirts if you haven't seen them. They come in different colors, different shapes, different sizes. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. You can get you a shirt, no matter if you are a skinny brother, you know, and you don't have a whole lot of meat on your bones, or if you are a big brother and you got a lot of meat, or if you're a skinny sister, or if you are, what they say, a thick sister, whatever your situation is, you can get you a shirt and represent the support of the new Black Panther Party. And the brothers and sisters on the streets were loving it, and we want to give you a chance to get that. So for those of you who are interested in the new Black Panther Party shirts and the hats, text 240-464-1520 and place your order. Or you can hit us by PayPal for now until we put the link up on newblackpanther.com and use the email attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. And if you just do that, then you send a $20 donation. It's just $20. And then you should get your hat right away. You get your shirt. We ship it out as soon as it comes in. And, it, you know, it's, all of that's confirmed. You got your receipt and all that type of deal, and you are supporting black business. But these shirts were moving in Harlem, New York, moving in Queens, and the Panthers are excited, and the people are excited, and they're glad to see us go into business and glad to see us with some merchandise. And soon you'll see us with the new Black Panther papers, and you'll see us with the socks. You'll see us working towards housing and other things that we're doing. We got all kind of little ventures going on around the country. But we're going to put this thing together, pull it together, and produce a black economic network. And so stay tuned for that. And again, that number is 240-464-1520. Okay, 240-464-1520 to get your new Black Panther Party shirt or your hat. Let me take another call here. These lines are blowing up. I'm loving the show tonight as we're on some real topics here. Let me go to area code 214-442. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Go ahead, sir. Oh, man. 214-442, your mic is open. You have a question? All right, let me move that forward. Let me go to area code 347-218. 347-218. You're on live with Black Power Radio if you have a question or comment.
Black Power, national spokesman. This is Brother Supreme from Queens, New York. The
Black
Queens,
Power.
New York check. New York chapter, of New Black Panther Party.
Yes, certainly.
Definitely interested in getting one of those hats and shirts, brother. You know, I didn't get a chance to get the number, but hopefully you'll announce it again so I can write it down so I can make my place
yeah,
my order in there. You know,
that's 240-464-1520. 240-464-1520 for hats, for shirts. And soon we hope to put out a whole jumpsuit, sweatsuit. Some of the sisters wanted some leggings. So, we're here to please, you know.
That power.
But
the
new Black Panthers are in merchandise. We're in business. We're into doing trade. We're looking to trade with Africa. International trade for Africa and other things that are coming up. And we want to, of course, produce jobs for our people. We're looking to employ as well. You hear a lot about this. Y'all keep tuned to newblackpanther.com as we're going to push an economic program for the people to embrace, because it's not just good if we're doing it. We're doing it for the people as well. But I hope you got that number, my brother.
Yes, I did.
Did you
get
that?
I did, national spokesman, sir. Yes, I did. And I will
be
placing my order in real soon. I just want to speak on, you know, these young brothers and sisters being killed in the streets by these pigs.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, black-on-black crime, because I'm a product of that myself. I lost my niece. You know, she was killed out here in South Jamaica, Queens. So, you know, every time there's some type of young brother or sister being murdered out in the streets by the pigs or black-on-black violence, that's another problem too, national spokesman, sir. The black-on-black crime is a big problem in New York and all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
of course.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, anytime you have a influx of white violence or you know, white-on-black violence, generational white-on-black violence, the subparticle or the byproduct will be black-on-black violence. What I mean is that black people take on the culture of the oppressor, or any people that are under the oppressive regime of another people, they take on that culture. Where did we learn gangsterism from? Where did we learn the abuse from? Where did we learn mass killings from? Where did we learn all? We learned it from white folks. So now we do it, and it becomes a part of our psyche and a part of our mental, not to mention the substandard living conditions that many of our people exist in, inadequate health care, indecency, you know, lack of self-respect and proper education. You couple all that in with oppression and repression, and that's what you got. And so, you know, that's what our community is. That's why we addressed that in point number 7. We want to end the black-on-black violence. You know, that's without a doubt. But I keep trying to drive the people, and Attorney Malik Shabazz continues to drive the people to let you know that the problem is not crack. The problem is the cracker. The problem is really not even black. The problem is the cracker. If the conditions that were set up for our people were removed, let's just think idealistically in these last minutes here. If the conditions of the community were removed and there was not the press and the strain that was placed on our community, and as they do other nations, like we're sanctioned and a liquor store on every corner, and you know, and dope and drugs pushing our community, we wouldn't have these kind of problems. We have these kind of problems because we're an exploited community, and the governments and others have used our exploitation to build industrial labor forces and also to build more penitentiaries and jails. That's the problem. The problem there is they're looking to incarcerate us and continue to incarcerate us. They're not looking to liberate. So the new Black Panther Party is looking and is here to liberate, black people, liberate us, our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our spirits, our souls, our minds and our behinds, liberate us. So we got to be the antithesis. We got to be the opposite. They want to incarcerate. We're organizing to liberate. So if black-on-black violence is the issue, if it is the major issue in the area, then we must begin to teach self-love. We must begin to teach self-respect. We must begin to teach morality. We must begin to, you know, teach, you know, fatherhood and motherhood. And when I say teach, I don't mean standing in front of a chalkboard necessarily. That has its place. I mean going where the people are. I mean in their homes, on the corner. I mean, you know, in the schools. I mean, you know, wherever our people are. That's what I mean. And I mean being that light and giving them the light that they didn't have to raise them up out of the grave, out of the condition, and stand them up and make them revolutionary, which is complete constructive change so they can spin on about the condition. That's what I'm talking about. And if you can do that, then you have a black power movement.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're about. So you got the tools, brother. You know, you got the tools. You know, if you would take this program and take it to your people and take the guidance from Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and your central committee, you can move forward. And we got examples, and we'll have more examples. But we love you, black man.
Yes, sir. I love you too, brother. Black power, and the struggle continues as usual and always, you know, black on black, you know, black power, all power to the people. And I love this black militant organization, the new Black Panther Party, and I'm looking to push and continue with the struggle. Black power.
Black power. That's my brother. That's my brother from Queens, pushing hard. And he's concerned about our people, and we should be concerned. If black-on-black violence is the major issue in your area, go to the ground, tie your boots up, you know, because you're at war. You got to be a soldier. You got to be an informational guerrilla, you know. So go to your people with self-respect and self-awareness and teach them how to regain trust and respect in the hood. Teach them morals and principles and discipline, economics and politics of black nationalism and Pan-Africanism, and see what you get. On the last few minutes of this live stream here, I want to reannounce that on the 17th that we will be at the Harlem State Office Building for the press conference for the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary, September the 7th. That's 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern at the Harlem State Office Building. And for you brothers and sisters who are interested in getting a new Black Panther Party shirt or hat, that's area code 240-424. I forgot the number myself. 1520. 240-464-1520. I want to thank you all for listening to us tonight on Black Power Radio. We are always honored by your presence and honored for you taking the time to be with us. And I say continue to ride with us and continue to support us. Continue to support Malik Zulu Shabazz, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and continue to support the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We are nothing without you, and you are our base. And we, as your vanguard party, promise to stand on the front lines and to be the examples of a revolutionary cadre interested in revolutionizing our people and our Black community. What is revolution? Revolution is complete constructive change. And our mission is to make sure that we achieve our goals for the benefit of our people, self, and kind. And so we'll come back on Wednesday as Minister King Samir Shabazz, who holds the rank of National Field Marshal, he'll be on the show giving you Black Survival. He calls his show the Black Survival Show. Really, everything we do is about Black survival. But his show will be in specific on how to deal with situations like tornadoes, natural disasters. My brother say black-on-black crime and shooting and all of that on the ground, in the trench, information that we need to survive, how to survive a carjacking, robberies, all of that. You can learn right here if you just tune in, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday night for the Minister King Samir Black Survival Hour. And I'm your brother and host, Sean Saddam Kweli, thanking you for being with me as always and being as attentive as you have been. Join us again for another edition of Black Power Radio and spread the word. Download this broadcast and spread it around so that other brothers and sisters can get exactly what you got. It's Black Power for Black people. It's all power to the people. And remember this, if Black people are not free, there's nobody else that's free. Black Power, justice for Trayvon. Black Power.
Rest in peace. Here's another warrior song. Rep this life to the fullest. Rest in peace.
Motherfucker, say your prayers.
For brothers who die from black on black ground.
Rest in peace.
If you ain't paying respect, who you supposed to?
Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rock Raider.
Rest in peace.
Here's a toast to the dead. If you don't drink, smoke to the head. For the freedom fighters killed by the feds. For those who died hard in the streets, soaking in red. And died slow asleep in a dream, choking in bed. Here's a toast to the dead. For my enemies that are gone. I'm not a coward, so celebrating that would be wrong. I pray to God that your soul will come back again. So I can see you in the next life and finish it then. A toast to the dead. For criminals burning in hell. I wonder how many presidents are burning as well. Emperors, popes, senators, generals, amputees feeling lucky until they see the vegetables. A toast to the dead. For those who are forgotten, written out of history by the corrupted and rotten. Black saints whitewashed during La Reconquista. Thousands of Indios, Spaniards used to conquer the Incas. Fuck a moment of silence, I need a moment of violence. Like the 19th century Caribbean islands. Long live those who came before that paved the way for me. The warriors and scientists that came before slavery. And if that last lyric was predictable, take that clip and apply it to life in the physical. Presumptuous, half-hearted, homunculus. Self-destruction is the power without knowing what the function is.
Here's another warrior song. Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace. Motherfucker,
say your prayers.
For brothers who die from black on black ground.
Rest in peace.
If you ain't paying respect, who you supposed to?